The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6:06 in the morning on April 23rd. It's Tuesday, 2024. The world is imploding. The world is on fire. It's a dumpster fire. Every city across America is falling apart. But a good morning to you and all the very best. I'm trying to be. I said I got so upset yesterday. I feel like I got to apologize. I'm just on fire. I just see one thing after another. I see what's wrong. I know we know how to fix it. We always have. We on this show have a solution, and I like to do it in a pragmatic way that is just kind of amicable and nice. But sometimes I lose it. I was like, I'm seeing what's going on, and from when it's worse when you have to study this, and when for example, I'll watch TV and I'll watch the news or I'll watch some of the network shows, or you'll watch some of the stuff on HBO, and then you'll go, well, no, that's all, they got all the facts wrong. They just will deliver the facts wrong, you know. Or you're watching the other network like CNN, for example, and then you know the truth, so now I feel like I gotta jump on the air and correct it. It's exhausting, though. And why do they keep lying? What then? I keep thinking like this, you know, what if you and I, for example, if I may, what if we, and we always need you to listen to the show because we appreciate it very much, but what if you just stop listening to the news? Like, that's what my kids do a lot of the time. They just don't watch it a lot of the time because it will fire you up. Because I'll put on the news, I'll try to watch something on the news in the morning, you know, and then I had Newsmax was on, then Newsmax, well, usually at this time in the morning, Newsmax usually has something about the Third Reich or Goebbels, you know, Hitler, the real man, you know, something like that. But I tell you, there was a show on this morning that it was about George Soros. You know, usually I want to hit the news and what's happening in the news, so I turn on TV so I don't miss anything, and I'll turn on usually Fox and Friends first, you know, but it was on Newsmax from the night before, and then they had a thing about Soros. Then I'm watching, I'm going, wait a minute, if that's true about Soros, about how he is trying to take down the whole country, and why does he want that? And then his son is like taking over. Actually, it was a pretty darn good documentary, I have to say, and credit Newsmax for that. But I'm thinking like, if I watch it, and then I got to worry about George Soros all the time, you know? It's like, maybe we just don't watch the news, but then I'm like addicted. I have to watch the news. And then I think, if we don't watch the news, what's going to happen? You know, will it get worse? Will it get better? Will this country right itself on its own? And it won't. It just plain won't. But we did it, you know, you and me, but with baby boomers, with how we got through what we got through, of assassinations, of the civil rights movement, of Vietnam. How did we get through it? Do you ever think about that? So if we got through that, I think we're going to get through this. But day by day, you've got to fight. And one thing we didn't have was a good, really good conservative voice. And you have more of those today. Not many, but more of those today. Because to combat the lies that we'll see on television. And also, I got to ask, with the Soros thing, George Soros, this is like the gazillionaire. What is, like, somebody said it to me in the store yesterday. What are they saying? They said, oh yeah, they want to take over. And then once they take over, you know, and they take over in a Marxist way, they're all going to be out of power, except for the globalists that really brought those folks into power, right? And you and I will just end up being minions. So it's interesting. So we will continue the fight, and I'll try not to get too upset today. Is that good? Is that good? One day off. Just upset. Give me about 60 seconds. Cause I'm watching a Trump trial, and that is like, you shake your head and it's like, oh my gosh. And they're dealing with it on the mainstream. Like, I watched Rachel Maddow. You know Rachel Maddow? She's like on MSNBC or something. And she came out and they're doing an actuality. She was there at the trial, and I guess it was MSNBC. I really try to watch everything. And the MSNBC, and they go to Rachel Maddow, and she's like, oh, yeah, he just looks, he's just saying bad things about Donald Trump. He doesn't look good, and he looks like he's not in control. He's being crucified in the legal justice system of New York City. What is he supposed to be doing? I applaud Donald Trump for not just going pulling a Ralph Cramden, everybody out. I'm done, you know? And who, imagine that you've been as successful as Donald Trump and you're in court, and then all of a sudden you got this judge that has accomplished nothing in his life. Nothing in his life. What has this judge done in his life? Absolutely nothing. Has he kept a crime? Has he kept us safe in New York? No. Or a DA, again, a George Soros funded DA in Alvin Bragg. What has he done in his life? What has he accomplished in his life? And then when they close their eyes before they die, they're going to go like, oh, I got Donald Trump. I mean, this is it. So Rachel Maddow was upset. It's a zoo. It's a zoo. And that's why I get upset. But the only thing is we have to worry about this morning, if I can, is this gag order situation. Because let me tell you what could happen. And because of the amateur nature of the people running, see, I could say that. And I expect a knock at my door, but I'm going to tell you, these are amateurs. The people that are in taking down people like Donald Trump, they're amateurs because you couldn't do it in a real world law. You couldn't do it in a private sector. You just couldn't do it because this is just all a political takedown, as bad as, again, anything Stalin has ever done, anything Goebbels has ever done, the propaganda minister for the Third Reich. You know, so here, this guy, Juan Merchan, expected to hear arguments Tuesday on whether former President Trump violated the gag order imposed upon him in his trial. All right? So all he has to say, there's too much power with the judges, right? And I'm going to do an analogy, a baseball analogy in a minute. The former president and presumptive Republican presidential nominee will be back in court Tuesday with his attorneys 9:30. That's today. Manhattan District with Bragg and prosecutors allege he violated the gag order. Allege he violated the gag order by posting on social media. This is what might happen, and I hope it doesn't. Okay? And I'm trying to stay on this. So this guy, this amateur, Merchan, this disgrace of a judge, in my opinion, imposed a gag order, and I'm allowed to speak my opinion on the radio, despite what this, in my opinion, Third Reichish judge is doing. Merchan imposed I know those are harsh words, but boy, isn't it like that though? You look what's happening in Columbia. They're getting rid of, and somebody posted it before, they're getting rid of, they won't let a Columbia college professor go on campus. Why? He's Jewish. What are they doing? They're running the Jews out of Columbia. This is what the Third Reich did. Did anybody know that? Does anybody know this is what happened with Germany? So Merchan imposed a gag order on Trump before the trial began, ordering that Trump cannot make or direct others to make public statements about witnesses with regard to the potential participation. But it's okay that this guy Cohen does, right? Or that anybody, or that the Stormy Daniels lady can do it, right? So Merchan also ordered that Trump cannot make the direct orders to make public statements about, you know, I got to tell you, it's like, so in any case, I'm just reading here. Hold on a second. Bragg, in his motion, urged the judge to warn the former president that another violation could be punishable by up to 30 days of incarceration. These people are so sick. And this is what I fear. And it's early now, 6:14 in the morning. And by the 9:30, we will find out that this amateur, these people who are anti-American, who just are living in some kind of a dictatorship is what it is, right? In the judicial court system, they could say, and this is what I fear this morning, and I hope I'm wrong, and I may very well be wrong. See, now this is what Mershon said at the end of the court Monday, that the hearing in the gag order must be finished by 11 a.m. Tuesday. I'm afraid the judge is going to go, okay, Trump, Mr. Trump, you have violated gag order. Take him downstairs and put him in jail. I'm telling you, that is what I fear. And that's what I've been getting to. And this, I just want to set up that how bizarre this is, how wrong this is, how insane this is. And this is what I fear, that they will do that. And I got a news for you. The more you go after and the more you crucify Donald Trump, the more you're going to make him more powerful. You know, the only problem is, it was great chat with Lara Trump yesterday, because she seems to have the whole election transparency thing down. They've got lawyers, they've got a field on the ground. We're going to talk to Hogan Gidley today, and I think Hogan will tell us the same thing. And this has nothing to do with Trump, has nothing to do with Biden, has to do with you and I making sure our republic survives. That's not dramatic, because they can be taken away. But if they all the judge has to say, and it's one guy, it's not even the jury, it's the judge, it's this guy, this Mershon guy, he goes and brag, and they're working in cahoots together. So that's the only danger of today that I see. This is a fiasco, and you and I know it, and everybody knows it. And the jury won't do it. The jury, they're afraid of each other. The progressives in New York are scaredy cats. They're so afraid of each other. They can't, no one's independent. No one. That's when Rudy Giuliani came to power and he fixed New York after it was a mess. It was even worse than it is now. And Mayor Giuliani came in. But it was tough, you know, but he worked with, he was like, in many, many ways, he was socially, not liberal, but he was socially understanding. And he brought the whole city back. But you need somebody like that who has the guts to do it. And so we'll see, so stay tuned. But it's so funny. You have a judge that can tell you what to do. A judge that can tell you what to do. So now, I know we're in a sports show, but I'm a Yankee fan. So what happened, Al told me this morning, and good morning, Al. Good morning, Joe. So this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to use an analogy about how the judges have too much power. I think the umpires have too much power too, because, Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, said something. The umpire kicks him, it says, one more word, I'll kick you out. Listen to me, because this is exactly like this case. So Boone's on the edge of the dugout. The game's unfolding. Something else happens. A fan yells something. The umpire looks at Boone. You're out. And Boone comes over and goes, I didn't say a blanking thing.
I have the audio if you want to hear it.
Yeah, run it, because this is like the judge that Trump's dealing with. Go ahead, please.
The 0-2. And that hit Ruiz. He did not swing, so a hit by pitch, and Astori Ruiz, who is the most dangerous base runner in baseball, is on.
See, Aaron Boone is confused. Did he swing? Did he not swing? Also, the reaction on being hit by the pitch was a little bit delayed, so an interesting start to this one.
John Tumpain is the first base umpire. You saw him making that call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I was supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. Got anything else to say? You're gone. Okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter.
That's to Aaron Boone, yeah.
You know, we're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got clear.
Aaron,
there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything.
So, Al.
Hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
So
there it is.
So how does Boone stick up for himself? And now, does he have recourse to this?
No,
He
doesn't have any recourse. So he had to leave the game. He was ejected, and he.
But can you penalize the umpire for making
that
the absolute wrong call?
That would have to come from Major League Baseball or the umpires. The umpires would have to suspend him. So the player or the manager has no control there at that point. He's thrown out of the game. Now, it was completely wrong. You could see on the video, and kudos to for staying on Boone.
Yeah, who are the announcers to, by the way?
That was Ryan Rucco and I think John Flaherty, okay, who were calling the game yesterday. But okay, kudos to Yes for keeping the camera on Boone, because when Wendelstedt finishes his sentence and he says, one more word out of you and you're gone, Boone doesn't say a word. His lips are sealed.
Yeah.
The fan behind him is chirping at the ump, and that's what Wendelstedt heard.
Are you the only one that picked this up, Al? Are you
No. There's a lot of people that talk about it.
This is the analogy. I mean, I know we got a break, but this is the analogy. You have one person in charge. It doesn't work like that. You can't. And again, it's a great baseball analogy, because that now Boone didn't say, he didn't even say anything. And Trump, they're going to go after Trump. This one judge could put Trump in jail today. He could do it just to do it. And I'm telling you, I don't think there will be a civil unrest like you will get from the paid protesters that are supporting Hamas, this terror group, this lethal, cockroach, a cowardly terror group. But I'm telling you what, I don't think but I'm telling you, you will see, I think Donald Trump and his supporters will vote him in stronger than ever if indeed this judge makes one move in that regard. But I don't doubt it. I don't doubt. We'll get the opinions today. And again, Hogan will join us. Unbelievable. Hey, it's 20 after 6 o'clock, and Debbie's out there on the roads. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I know. This whole trial is just like you. It blows my mind still, you know?
It's regardless how you feel, people, the businesses around the courthouse are going broke because everything's locked down. It's all because of politics. We don't care what you feel politically, but it won't stop. It won't stop. And it's very, very, much like, pre-world Germany, to be dramatic about it, because they're just telling us the way it is, and then you and I are going, you see how wrong it is. Anyway, how you doing? How you doing? You doing okay?
I'm doing great. Yeah, the weather's been nice, getting out for the nice walks and everything.
Mr. So Joseph got his petunias. Oh, yes.
Yay.
Oh, I did.
Yay. That's a good day. Excellent.
I'm such a wuss. I go, you know, and it's kind of, the Boondocks of Jersey, it was kind of cool. It was cool. Yeah. It wasn't like, it's like 15 degrees cooler out there. That's so I'm going true. It's a little cooler. And then I said, wait, no, Mr. Joseph has to go, because I wanted to get flowers up. So I went to ShopRite. I go to ShopRite. How pathetic is that? I go to ShopRite to get my flowers. But, you know, so I go and I got and marigolds. Debbie, I got marigolds because the deer will not eat the marigolds.
That's right. Oh, you are ready for spring, my friend. You are ready. I love it.
I am such a wussy wuss.
Oh,
Debbie,
I
can't make it up. Bring the spring on.
Yeah.
Debbie's out there looking out for your traffic. Yeah, the traffic down there, downtown, must be nuts, though. I mean, around the courthouse, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. We are seeing closures throughout the day because of the frozen zones as President Trump heads down toward the trial area. Right now, you're moving okay as you take a ride over to the FDR Drive southbound, getting down through the 50s. We do see some delays right now on the Bruckner. Looks like you're moving slowly here, northbound 95, getting up toward East Tremont Ave. It's an accident, so watch for delays there, Joe. Also, the LIE westbound, right at Willis Avenue. It's a stalled vehicle. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended for today and tomorrow for Passover. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 15, Lincoln 15, Holland about 10 minutes into town, and we're still seeing some slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway south at 127 with debris. Partly cloudy today, high of 61. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about Food for the Poor. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime, because you know why? There but for the grace of God go us, you know, all of us. And if you want to give to Food for the Poor, you could click on the red banner at AM 970, The Answer. It's right there. It's AM 970, The Answer, Food for the Poor. And it's, I'll tell you what, I got to be honest with you, it's our intimate hour here. Is, you know, when we first have Food for the Poor, and I know how all of us are so stretched, especially in this economy. And I'm telling you what, it's the very, very rich, and then it's the rest of us. Really, there's no middle class anymore. There's no upper middle class. It's like the folks, you know, running everything, and then the rest of us trying to catch up, you know? So it's tough, but I always try to, I met the folks at Food for the Poor, like Paul Jacobs and the good people down at Food for the Poor. So, that's why I suggest that we reach reach out to folks, and it helps people, the kids in America, certainly, but your generous gift, any gift, by the way, during this crisis that we have with, again, COVID started the crisis. There's natural disasters, record-setting inflation, skyrocketing food costs. I got to tell you, what's happening politically around the world, with the world just imploding and kids are just being hurt. We could help them, I think, by $80 gift provides life-saving food for two children. $160 gift provides life-saving food for four children. You know, here's the number. It's 855-919-4673. I know what I'm doing when I ask you to help out those less fortunate. And you're going, Joe, what about me? What about where charity starts at home? If you can. That's what this is all about. If you can, we appreciate it, because I've seen the great work where the money that you give to Food for the Poor goes directly to feed another human being on this planet that, in my opinion, politically is being destroyed by people who just want to take us down around the world, not just in America. 855-919-HOPE, or you could go to the Red Food Banner at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Good morning, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Diamondback Ready Mix, that's where you want to go. I'll tell you what, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, residential, general contractors throughout New York City and New Jersey. The Diamondback Ready Mix Quality is Our Strength service will guide each customer from the initial order through the final pouring, fully insured in New York and New Jersey, and will produce your concrete with the perfect blend of durability, of strength, of appearance for your project. I know concrete. I know from Harry. Harry Lynch. I'm sorry. I needed to do that. Harry Lynch. Harry Lynch. You can get personalized service second to none from Harry Lynch. Yeah, but you know what? We sat across from him when I went to DeFazio and I was at Diamondback Ready Mix. I said, Harry, what with the concrete? What's the concrete? You could do all the jokes, the Italian concrete. No, they stamp it. They tint it. I love the word tint. You could tint your color of your concrete. Who knew? You got to call Harry. It's 718-650-5649. All right. 718-650-5649. Diamondback Ready Mix is where everybody goes if they ever need concrete. It's REDIMIX.com. DiamondbackReadyMix.com. Diamondback Ready Mix is a DeFazio company.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Another great song, Al. Let this run a little bit. Wishing everybody had a great Passover. It's Passover time. We wish everybody the best. Meant to say that yesterday. Here we go. Here we go. Let's get the morning started. Rock and roll. Come on! Oh, this is so funny. I love, this is, let me see, if I got to make sure if I give credit on Twitter that there are no wackies, wackos or anything like that. This is from a guy named John Katz. One of my dear friends is John Katz, but he's got a picture of the universe with the stars swirling around from a million miles around and a tiny little speck. You know, you are here. And then it says, being told that you're to blame for the temperature. It's so true. You know, it's so funny because you look at the whole universe, it's you that are ruining this Earth. It's like, what? And if you saw Biden yesterday, it was like Earth Day yesterday, and Biden was, they're shuffling this guy around. I got to talk to my friends for a second. Stay with me. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Please, don't yell at me who I vote for, please. They're shuffling this guy Biden, and this is the guy that I stuck up for when he was elected, because I knew what happened in the election. But I said, okay, if they're going to finagle the election and they got Biden in somehow, well, he was always a nice guy. I always remember him as a nice guy on those old Democratic fundraisers. I used to go, Ted Kennedy was there. Oh, Ted Kennedy, too. God bless, rest his soul. But I remember I was with Kimberly. I started going out with Kimberly, and I shouldn't even say this on the air, but apparently I'm going to. So Kimberly comes over to take it. It was like... He looked at her like, you know,
hi.
It's like, what is that? Oh, wow. Mm. It was that blatant. And it was like, and I went, whoa. And it was after the whole, you know, the Mary Jo Kopechne thing. I mean, it's like, oh, my God. Mm. It was like really strange. So
kind of like Goldbar Menendez in Bubbles.
No. Stop.
He's throwing her under the bus.
But
boy,
because,
let me tell you.
And then Jesse Jackson was there, too. But Jesse did it kind of like a joke. And he goes, I swear to God, he goes, Jesse, I meet my girlfriend, my new girlfriend. And Jesse actually said the words, my.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Like Herman Cain. 999. It was like Herman Cain. You know? So it was like, but Jesse was funny like that. It was okay. Right. But Joe Biden was always nice, man. It was nice. And we were doing the fundraisers, and it was all Democrats and Bill Bradley and Senator Lautenberg. And I said, this is my, now I don't know what happened. Now Biden, they're shuffling the guy around. They shuffle him into like Dunkin' Donuts. They shuffle him because they think he's going to be Donald Trump. And it's a huge fail. And then they set it up, and you see it online. And again, I'm not saying anything bad about the guy. I'm just saying, like, could someone just be honest about it? So when they bring Biden into a store and they set up, they go, this is what you got to give the president. This is it. Here, close this box. We'll do this. And then it fails every time he moves in. The poor guy. Take him out. Put him in a home. Dr. Jill. He shouldn't be there. No, really. He shouldn't be there. They should get Kamala out. They should get Joe out. And it's not Gavin Newsom. Joe Manchin's their guy. And I shouldn't even say that loud, because Joe Manchin would give Donald Trump a run for his money. He really would. However, the problem is, people are going to, like I did, guilty as charged years ago, blindly vote Democrat, and you're going to have hell in the streets. You're going to have Jews being persecuted like it was 1939 in Germany. You're going to have a geopolitical dumpster fire that I told you yesterday. So I'm going to get fired up again, because yesterday I watched all the mainstream media. They all agree in very civil terms. When you watch a lot of those Meet the Press shows and all those awful shows that you and I know are so slanted, what are they saying? The world is on fire. Margaret Brennan from CBS actually said those words. She said it to a writer from the New York Times, and he didn't argue with her. So we know the problem, and now it's Earth Day. The wheeling Joe around, he has no idea where he is or what he's doing.
I love grass. Grass is great.
AOC makes a comment. I don't want to play the actuality or the audio, because you'll get ticked off. But if you listen, and we love you too much for that. But AOC goes
She goes,
oh, there's protests. There's protests, and you know, peaceful. She goes, peaceful protests on college campuses. Actually said those words. What does Biden say right after that? You know, she's really smart. You got to listen to what she says. Ugh. This is the Democratic Party of today. And if you're a Democrat, you know. And between you and I, and I'm not going to tell anybody. When you get into the booth or whatever you do, you got to write the vote. Whatever the shenanigans they put, how we vote now. I couldn't even tell you how we vote. But just vote the right way. And I'm telling you, a revolt vote would really turn this country around.
Joe,
because we have no choice now.
But
we have no choice.
Here's the problem. So they're running Biden again because for whatever reason, whether they made him a promise or the Democrats don't have somebody. But they're keeping Kamala. I mean, Kamala Harris has done nothing as a vice president.
Yeah,
she has been non-existent. We barely hear from her. And I know that a lot of times you don't hear from the vice president, right? But in a situation like this, with at the age that President Biden is at, we should be hearing a little bit more from the vice president.
Not the age, it's just a mental state, right?
But what I'm saying is that we should be hearing a little bit more from the vice president to reassure Americans, hey, look, you know, if something happens, this person can take over. We've heard none of that. So why is it that the Democrats hadn't said, look, Joe, if you want to run again, fine, but you need to put somebody in as vice president.
Why didn't but at least we have Dr. Jill. You got to look at it that way.
But she's the first lady. She doesn't get to run the country if her husband dies.
She is, boy. She is.
I'm just. But it's you understand what I'm saying?
Yep. The same.
Well, that was it. Now, but see, that was a different story. In that Woodrow Wilson had a stroke. It was kept hidden from a lot of people, and basically her wife.
You're right. The difference is we don't hide it. We just show him walking around. Well, exactly. Impaired anyway.
But back then,
at least they're transparent. Gotta give them that.
Back then, it was easier to hide because there wasn't TV or radio. There was just newspapers or whatever. But we're seeing this already. Remember we said last week?
What?
Donald Payne Jr.? Man had a heart attack.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's still on a respirator. It's 2.5 weeks now. The guy's on a respirator. They've not updated his condition. This is the 21st century. How do you put out a statement that says
you
he's
don't.
Stable
if you're a Democrat,
and really
you get away with it, buddy.
And then, can we
God
get a comment
him.
From
God
him?
God bless him.
Can we get a comment from him?
Oh, that's terrible. No, listen, by the way, that's a nice family from Newark. What happened? So the guy, I can't believe this.
Here's what happened. They took him in.
Stop.
That's it. We don't know anything else. We know that he's on a respirator. We know that he had a heart attack. We know that he's being treated at a hospital. We've got no other information. I mean, again, this is a congressman, right? He's a representative of his district.
Sure.
It would be the same thing as trying to hide the condition of the president. What are we doing here?
You know what? You have got a press that covers it all up. That's the problem. And you hear it, and that's a very...
not in the instance of the congressman. They're taking the statement from what they're getting from...
You got a press that covers every single thing up that has anything to do with, apparently, the Democratic Party. They will not... I'm surprised that they put the Menendez story out at all, frankly. Because that'll show
there's
you...
A lot of people that are probably against Goldmore Bob.
Yeah.
And Goldmore Bob is now.
Can we take credit? I gave him that name and people are taking credit for it. I was the guy that gave him Goldmore Bob.
Yes.
And I would expect a call from the senator to say thank you.
Trademark
thank
you. That. Is that right?
I should try, Hey, Joe, thank you. As a matter of fact, Goldmore is invited
Goldmore
on the show.
Bob here.
But I got to tell you, like Alan Dershowitz has said, Bob Menendez was a very astute senator to his constituents. I will tell you that. Yes, I said it on the record because he does. He fought and he fought against Obama about Cuba and he fought. But you know, what's a little cash, a couple gold bars. What's the big deal?
The senator is now throwing
little bubbles.
The senator is now throwing his wife under the bus, basically claiming that he had no idea he had no idea that these things were going on. The new Mercedes suddenly appearing in the garage. Excuse me, I'm sneezing now. The new Mercedes suddenly appearing in the garage. That's you didn't know about that? You didn't ask any questions? How did this car get here? By the way, honey, what happened to the other car? Oh, that's right. Somebody jumped in front on the hood and you killed that person. But no, suddenly a new car appears in the driveway. Where are these gold bars, honey? I'm looking for my suit before I go to Washington. Oh, look, a gold bar fella. Hey, honey, where did the gold bars come from? Come on, stop. Stop. Oh, honey, I'm putting on my checks a little heavy. Oh, there's an envelope in here. Oh, there's cash. Well, it says my name on it. He had no idea? Come on. Are you kidding me? Guy
listen,
is as corrupt as anything.
The bottom line is the press will cover that up as long as they can. They really will. They have no conscience at all. And the only reason the story came out is because the FBI made it a thing. Otherwise, they would have covered it up. It's what they do. But if it's Donald Trump, anything and everything about Donald Trump thereafter. So just be on your game today. We'll talk to Hogan Gidley. We'll talk to Nicole Parker about the FBI, about the protests at Columbia and other campuses. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis voted against that foreign aid package. We're going to talk to Nicole about that. But more importantly, in many ways more importantly, what's happening in New York, in the streets and in the colleges, in the anti-Semitic Third Reich approach of the press. Yes, I said that. It's very, very true. It's very similar to pre-war Germany. I was the first one to say that years ago. The anti-Semitic rise in this country is unsettling. Unsettling and inexcusable. Andy McCarthy, we're going to talk about the opening statements in Trump trial and see what's happening with the gag order and how at 9:30 we'll see what happens. Can this guy, this judge, put Donald Trump in jail, because that's, in my opinion, that's what Bragg and that's what Mershon, they work together. It's as corrupt as any gangster organization, in my opinion, in this court system in New York. In New York, and I said it, and I could say it because I have the freedom of speech on the radio. For now, that'll go away soon. If Biden gets in again, that'll be next, that's gone. But we'll see what's happening with Andy McCarthy. Sergeant Joe Imperatrice, hey, by the way, tomorrow night I'll see you in Staten Island at Don Roberto's for Blue Lives Matter and for Chaz and Gianna Palmentieri. They have a great organization that helps children. I'll be there for Chaz. I'll be there for the police. Oh, and then we'll talk about the police show that I did yesterday. Mark Morano is going to join us from Climate Depot. You don't want to miss that on Earth Day yesterday. And General Keith Kellogg. So we got a full show, okay? So we're going to get into it in a big way. And right now we got to take a break for news with Al at 6:39 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
48 and sunny at 6:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new poll shows the majority of New Yorkers are not happy about congestion pricing. The Siena College survey finds 63% statewide oppose the planned toll for Manhattan, while just 25% of New York State residents support the plan. The poll shows 14% of respondents saying they will travel to Manhattan less. 17% say they will still go to Manhattan but find another way to go there. The MTA aiming to start congestion pricing in mid-June. However, there are several lawsuits trying to stop that plan. An arrest has been made after the Center for Islamic Life at Rutgers University was damaged last week. Cops say 24-year-old Jacob Beecher of New Brunswick, who is not affiliated with the university, arrested, charged with damage to religious property and making false statements. He was taken into federal custody. The center was damaged on April 10th after its windows were broken and artwork was destroyed. The investigation continues. Additional state charges are pending. In sports, Knicks over the 76ers 104-101 in Game 2 of their opening round playoff series. They now lead that series 2-0. Hurricanes are racing a 3-goal deficit to claim Game 2 of their opening round playoff series against the Islanders 5-3. Hurricanes are up 2-0 in that series. The Athletics 3 hit the Yankees to win 2-0. Mets lost to the Giants out west 5-2. And the Jets trading quarterback Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos. The deal includes Gangrene sending a 2024 7th-round pick with Wilson to Denver for a 6th-round pick in this week's draft. They'll also split the salary the Jets and Broncos will for this season. Wilson was selected 2nd overall by the Jets back in 2021. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules suspended for today and tomorrow for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 30 minutes. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, 15. Holland, about 20. Expect delays on the northbound side of 95. Northbound Bruckner at East Tremont Ave. In the Bronx, it's an accident. The Sawmill northbound at Route 120 in Chappaqua. Unauthorized truck. And 78 eastbound, that's moving slowly. Exit 11. It looks like an accident here at Hunterdon County. One lane blocked. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And even cover your furry friends with pet health insurance. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 61 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
Joey on the radio, how you doing? How you doing? Can I tell you about Relief Factor? Well, Mr. Joseph got his petunias. And I'll tell you what, the marigolds. So, again, it's later, and I'm talking to my son. I'm in a nice chat with Joey, who's coming up to see Dad. He's coming up to visit the family. And I'm going like, okay, I say, I may go get some flowers. And everybody busts on me because I'm like the flower guy, you know. And I take it very seriously. I try to put it around the house, and I enjoy it, actually. I go, okay, so after I talked to Joe, I said, you know what, let me just run out. And my schedule is so nuts. I'm on a deadline constantly. So I don't have time to slow down. So I got in the car, I went down, and now I'm loading in. I bought more flowers, and the good folks at ShopRite, they're so nice. Everybody's there. The people are so nice. And Joe, how you doing? Wow. I looked like the flower man, you know. I had a cart, and then I hung all the petunias on the side, you know, because they hang the petunias in. And then I got, hydrangeas, great hydrangeas. Yes, I found them. And then I put that in there. And then I had a whole bunch of big, a flat, we used to call it when I worked at the produce stand, a big flat of like marigolds. And I'm lifting it all, not even thinking about it. And you know what? I'm thinking, I could call Michael to help me. I could say someone in the store, could you please help me? But I know I do it all myself. And I do it because I take Relief Factor and I'm out of pain. I could lift, I could bend over, I could put it, I could do all these. You know what that's called? It's called living life. That's exactly what it is. And I want you to live your life. All right? So you go to relieffactor.com. It's 100% drug-free. And you could call 800-4-RELIEF. Talk to a human for $19.95. Yes, friends, for only $19.95. Order now. You know what? You get a feel better or your money back guarantee. Give yourself 3 weeks with a 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor, please. And just get on with your life like you deserve to. Embrace life like you deserve to embrace life. Okay? $19.95, the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area. Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
I have an answer. If you want to invest in helping refinance private school loans, you want something that's smart and safe and helps people, well, I could tell you about Y-Refi. This, I think, will really, really change your life. I really do. You know what it is? It's a secure collateralized portfolio that you get from the folks at Y-Refi that may be a better place than where you have your money right now, you know? And there's no fees, no attack on principal. You get a monthly statement. You know, the interest is compounded daily. So, and you could earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. Think about that, where you could put your money. And then I tell you about the example. Like I said to Lane over at the Y-Reef, I said, tell me about some folks that you're helping. And Lord knows they help the thousands of folks, you know, who are in the situation many, many folks are in because they're stretched in from college loans and this ridiculous economy that just won't stop. So Caitlin, I tell you about, struggled to make payments while trying to get her career off the ground. And then her lenders would not let up with the collection calls. Well, she finally called Y-Refi, got set up on a plan that she could afford. Plus, her credit score has improved since working with Y-Refi. All right, you can call 888-Y-Refi-24, 888-Y-Refi-24, or go to InvestYRefi. You go like this, invest the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, InvestYRefi.com. People all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return with Y-Refi. They don't care what happens with the Fed or the stock market, okay? So it's trustworthy, it's honest, and the folks at Y-Refi just want to help. So you can go to InvestYRefi.com, invest the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-Y-Refi. 24. Just mention Joe Piscopo sent you.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I'm late on the. I got so much going on, and I'm late on my social media. I apologize for that. I got to get somebody on top of that. And it's John, my buddy John on the X. Rod Serling. It's the Twilight Zone. It really is. I'll retweet that, John. Thank you. It really is. It's like the Twilight Zone. Oh, everything that we go through, and we just try to make sense of it. Oh, I'll get the posts up. I'll get my posts up early. You know, because it's not just like X. It's not not Twitter anymore. And then it's Facebook. I got Facebook. And then you got to go to Instagram, right? And then you, of course, you're on, I have two Facebook pages because there are too many people on one. It's like a nightmare. So now I got to figure out what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And I'm trying to do it the best I can. So stay with me. But in about a month or so, I'll have a whole social media person to do it because I like doing it, but it's just getting a little, overwhelming now. So I want to make sure we keep you abreast of everything on social media. Cause that's like the whole thing. We have radio here and I think it's so great that we do radio. We do like old fashioned AM radio, 4 hours a morning. How about that? We do that. But a lot of people just listen on their phones and everybody's listening on their phones. And I know how by my Michael, what he's got going on, he'll hit a few hundred thousand people every single day. I told you this in one post, Michael will hit more people than I did 4.5 years at the improv starting out, right? And he's become like an influence online. So I said to our bosses, why don't we do that in news? Why don't we get it out? And then I heard crickets. But so now we're going to do it. I'm doing it myself and we will. And we'll do it with in conjunction with the power of AM radio, which is still very, very powerful. And there's only a couple of us talking the truth in the morning. I'm telling you, my friend. So we're going to do the best that we can. Hogan Gidley's going to join us in the next hour. Nicole Parker as well. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, so much to talk about with Nicole. The unrest in New York. And as you listen around the country, and so many people are listening around the country, I am embarrassed. And I don't know. And believe me, I've embarrassed myself many times in the dumb things that I've done in my life. But what's happening in New York, what's happening in the judicial system in New York, it's embarrassing. You have amateurs running everything. You have people so absorbed with hate, so absorbed with power and control that they're destroying a really great city, you know? So I don't know what to tell you. Listen around the country, but Nicole Malliotakis is one that is fighting. You know, she's a New York gal, not a Jersey girl, a New York girl, and she is in Congress, and she also voted against that foreign aid package, which I understand, but I don't know what you're supposed to do with Ukraine, like we were talking yesterday about, because what if you're going to vote against the foreign aid package? I understand, but maybe before you put the foreign aid package forth, you help out the homeless in America. You close the borders in America. You stop the crime in America. You stop the anti-Semitism in America. You know, no? Maybe before you help anybody else? Just a thought. Crazy me. Andy McCarthy as well. Sergeant Joe Pertrice. You want to smoke cigars tomorrow, Deb? You want to go to this thing tomorrow?
I've never had a cigar in my life. I don't know if I did go to a few cigar bars, you know, here and there. And I know. I don't know.
You walk out smelling like a cigar for 3 days. I know. It's the whole thing, you know. I don't know. God bless.
It's so cool. It's God. Such a cool vibe, though, when you're at a cigar place. It really
well, we're
is.
Going. This is a fundraiser tomorrow night with right. Sergeant Joe Pertrice at Don Roberto's in Staten Island. So I'll be down. Okay. I'll be there with Arthur Lee from LifeVac. I'll be there with Michael Benavente from Bullivus. So we're going to be. So you're invited okay. over there. I'm going to. Of course, it's 6:30. So you and I got to go to bed about an hour later. You know.
So it'll be like okay. Stop in, say hi, shake hands, kiss babies, and have a cigar
That's
and
it.
Go.
Goodbye. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, lordy, lordy. Hey, Deb's out there looking out for you on the roads. How are we doing this morning, Debbie?
Let's see what's happening right now as you head to Staten Island. It looks like you're moving okay on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, getting out toward the Verrazano. Pretty light so far this morning. Once you're on the eastbound Gowanus, kind of busy up through Fort Hamilton Parkway, and then you're busy on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound BQE, that's slowing down into Meeker, Morgan, Grand Central Parkway West, slowing down by LaGuardia. A lot of volume here on the northbound side of the Bruckner as you get up toward East Tremont Avenue. It's an accident in the Bronx to watch out for there. Traffic is slowing down over on 78 eastbound, exit 11, getting after 100 in County. A collision. Cranberry South River Road out by the Turnpike, in Monroe Township. It's an accident. Everything completely closed over there. And the Garden State Parkway south at 127. Watch for some debris. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Here is this week's Medical Minute with Dr. Neil Nandy of the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
The symptoms associated with inflammatory bowel disease may vary. Symptoms of ulcerative colitis are typically bloody diarrhea with severe urgency and an incomplete sense of evacuation of stool after a bowel movement. In Crohn's, patients may result in diarrhea or constipation even, but often present with abdominal pain, intestinal blockages that are associated with nausea and vomiting. Sometimes an abnormal connection known as a fistula can develop between the intestine and another organ, leading to infections or other abscesses.
This Medical Minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Frost advisories and even worse, freeze warnings in effect this morning, but later today we're actually going to be in for a very nice afternoon. We'll see sunshine and blue skies, a high of 64. Breezier overnight with increasing clouds and showers, areas north and west of the city seeing at the most a low of 51. Then tomorrow for the city itself, we're going to have showers, possibly a rumble of thunder, a high of 68. Sunshine Thursday, 59. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about Tunnels to Towers. Who was there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? Who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? It's the Tunnels to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star Fallen First Responder Smart Home and Homeless Veteran Programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engages people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs. That's a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. You know, more than 95.1 cents of every dollar, to be exact, you know, donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs, directly into its programs. By the way, we'll be down at Gold Coast Cadillac May 11th for a Tunnel to Towers fundraiser. Would love for you to be down there with Bill Camastro and myself in Oakhurst, New Jersey, okay? Never forget the sacrifices of our country's heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And God bless you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. All right, Joey on the radio. Here it is, coming up to 7 o'clock. Albert is here. Joey Sebelius here. And Debbie's on the roads. And Hogan Gidley's going to come up with Nicole Parker next hour. And we got a great show with Nicole Maliotakis and Andy McCarthy and Joe Imperatrice, General Keith Kellogg, Mark Morano. It was Earth Day yesterday. I mean, you know, oh, my goodness gracious. And they went on and watching Biden at Earth Day. You know, and no one, if you ever feel like when I tell you there's nobody in charge, why don't they have somebody step up and just say what's happening on the university campuses is wrong? This is wrong. Can we say that? It's not like it was in the 60s with Vietnam. You're kind of just protesting a war. This is like you're protesting for killers of Israel. And then have you seen the images, the motorcycles? Do you know that there's still hostages being Americans? And this guy Biden is shuffling around on Earth Day. I'm telling you what, we gotta make a change. And no matter what happens in that courtroom today or this week or next week, you gotta make a change and we gotta take back the country. I'm telling you, because in 3 or 4 short years, you can turn it around. But if we make the mistake and put the wrong guy in for those 3 or 4 short years, we lose this country. We're a very young republic And there's a danger of that. You think we like getting up 3 o'clock in the morning? Huh? Reading the news? Talking about the problems of the day? We ain't going nowhere, but we are dedicated to this great country, and we are coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A man was stabbed multiple times in and near his neck by a stranger as he sat reading a book inside the Port Authority bus terminal Monday morning. Daniel Salvatore of Booton, New Jersey, was reading a book inside the bus station at around 5:40 a.m. Monday. That's when police say Michael McCloskey of California attacked unprovoked, stabbing Salvatore 6 times in the front of his neck, twice in the back of his neck, and once in his arm. McCloskey has been charged with attempted murder and more. Salvatore telling the New York Post that something needs to be done about the mentally ill, saying it's very unsafe here in New York City. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office has taken over the Internal Affairs Bureau of the Hackensack Police Department. The action follows several complaints and lawsuits filed against Hackensack Police Director Ray Guidetti on charges he has abused his authority. There has been no additional word on why the County Prosecutor's Office took over the Hackensack Police Internal Affairs Bureau or how long the action will last. Police looking for a suspect who sprayed an MTA cleaner in the face early Monday morning in the Bronx. Happened shortly before 4 a.m. at the 242nd Street Van Cortlandt Park Station. The 53-year-old woman sprayed with an unknown substance. She's expected to be okay. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.